With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Benny. Let's focus on the ringgit this morning. The Malaysian ringgit has seen a drop of 4.8% in value against US dollars since the US election. How has the weak performance of the ringgit affecting the market so far?
Hi, morning. Well, the market has reacted bearishly for the fall in the ringgit. We have seen a 3% decline on the KLCI in the past 2 weeks. And, you know, of course, the weak ringgit has affected the market sentiment. And we are seeing actually quite strong selling from foreign institutions from Bursa Malaysia in the past few weeks. And then averagely for the past 1 month, they have been selling about 1 billion net sell in Bursa Malaysia on a weekly basis.
So with this in mind, how do you see the ringgit performing this next few weeks?
Well, the ringgit has touched, 4.54 ringgit against the US dollar in the offshore market, as we have seen last week. And I think, you know, the Bank Negara came in and gave a statement that actually eased the ringgit from falling further. But I think, the market has already reacted last week for the ringgit to move towards 4.50 ringgit. So I think that we're probably going to see the ringgit trending towards this level at 4.50 ringgit to 4.55 ringgit. By the end of this year.
We saw this morning that Bank Negara is planning to ease hedging rules. They plan to launch pilot program for local firms looking for protection against currency fluctuation. This includes individuals hedging their money on the US dollar and the Chinese yuan requirements at home. How effective do you think these rules are going to be in managing the ringgit fluctuations?
Well, I think it's a double-edged sword thing. If Bank Negara come up with this kind of statement, it will actually create more panic for the market itself, that the ringgit is actually really weakening. And we are seeing most of the money from the emerging markets, including Malaysia, moving back towards U.S. So that's a sign that, to actually prevent more ringgit from going out of the country. But with that being said, people will get more afraid and we're probably going to see more selling in the ringgit as well.
How do you think the market is going to perform in general in these next few weeks?
Well, the market has been bearish. In the past 3 weeks, we have seen the index making lower lows. That's a sign of a bearish market. But that being said, there is a very strong support at 1,610 points for the index. This level is being supported in the past 1 year. And I think we're probably going to see some bargain hunting at this level, after we have seen a strong decline, even since August last year when the index was trading nearly 1,700 points. So there will probably be some bargain hunting, but I don't see any strong rally upwards if the index is unable to break above 1,640 points. Because if it's unable to break above this level, the sentiment will not be strongly bullish. There will not be strong confidence in the market. But if it's able to break above 1,640, then we'll probably see a reverse in trend. But at this point of time, I think the market is still bearish.
What are the opportunities you think that may arise and perhaps some risk on some of these sectors, in your opinion?
Well, for the past few weeks, I've seen very bearish performances in the banking sector. I think, with all these uncertainties that is in the market at this point of time, that will be a risk sector that we're probably going to see further declines. Of course, more generally, most of the sectors have been performing quite bearish as well in the past few weeks. But, because of the weak ringgit, we are seeing sectors that basically dealing in a US dollar, export-oriented companies, for example. We have seen, again, furniture companies starting to move upwards in the past 1 week. And we also seen steel companies has been quite bullish as well. And these are all US dollar-dominated business. The other sector would probably be interesting as well is the plantation sector. We have seen also very strong bullish movement in palm oil prices. And lately, we have also seen corporate earnings for the palm oil, for the plantation sector starting to improve. That's because we have seen the average prices for crude palm oil has increased from last year to this year. So that's the other sector to look at.
Also quite interesting is that this morning we saw news that Malaysia, which forms more than half of the export business of palm oil into India, may see a slowdown in demand from India because the 500 rupee bill and 1,000 rupee bill has been taken out of circulation. Do you think Malaysian palm oil companies is going to reorient the business and perhaps redirect the business from India to elsewhere? Or do you think that Malaysian palm oil companies will just persevere and just go ahead with business as usual, despite the low demand from India?
Well, definitely they have to do something about it because India is one of the major importers of palm oil. They probably have to look at how they could actually improve the business dealings between Malaysia and India because the money that you have mentioned earlier is basically through the consumer spending for the LA, for the person who's down on the streets. But when the business dealing, they're still dealing in ringgits. Especially palm oil. So I think that will just slightly affect the businesses. But like I said, again, most of the dealings are done in ringgit, so that would not be impacted so much.
Many of these companies, particularly Co-op, for instance, we saw they plan to enter energy business and they want to seek for more power assets. Do you think that this, because of the weak ringgit, we would see many of these investment companies like Co-op, like EPF, to be domestically biased even further because now is not a good time to invest overseas?
Yeah, I guess that's the probably they have to look into that because not only the local market is looking at these assets, I think the foreign, especially like China as well, as are really interested in looking at the assets, these assets in Malaysia, because of the weak ringgit, we are actually going to a very, very good discount, against the other currency. So there will be a lot of, bargain hunting going on. There will be a lot of hunting, not just the local market, but also the international market.
Thanks, Benny. You have a great week ahead. That was Benny Lee, the Chief Market Strategist at Jupiter Securities on Market Watch.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.